Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of Crossroads of Twilight, Book 10 of The Wheel of Time, written by Robert Jordan, produced for Audio Renaissance by Books on Tape, and read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding.
Dedication for Harriet, then, now, and always. And it shall come to pass, in the days when the Dark Hunt rides, when the right hand falters and the left hand strays, that mankind shall come to the crossroads of twilight, and all that is, all that was, and all that will be shall balance on the point of a sword, while the winds of the shadow grow. From the Prophecies of the Dragon, translation believed done by Jane Charin, known as Jane Farstrider, shortly before his disappearance. Prologue. Glimmers of the Pattern. Rodo Lytoralda hated waiting, though he knew well it was the largest part of being a soldier. Waiting for the next battle, for the enemy to move, to make a mistake. He watched the winter forest and was as still as the trees. The sun stood halfway to its peak and gave no warmth. His breath misted white in front of his face, frosting his neatly trimmed mustache and the black fox fur lining his hood. He was glad that his helmet hung at his pommel. His breastplate held the cold, and radiated it through his coat and all the layers of wool, silk, and linen beneath. Even Dart's saddle felt cold, as though the white gelding were made of frozen milk. The helmet would have addled his brain. Winter had come late to Arad Doman, very late, but with a vengeance. From summer heat that lingered unnaturally into fall, to winter's heart in less than a month. The leaves that had survived the long summer's drought had been frozen before they could change color.